Memory and a father's love are themes of a story that's on the mind of a prominent playwright. It's the story of Eurydice. In Greek myth, Eurydice dies soon after marrying the great musician Orpheus. He goes to the underworld in search of his wife and is told that he can lead her away as long as he doesn't look at her. Of course, he does look, and Eurydice remains in Hades. The playwright Paula Vogel has been thinking about a modern interpretation of this play, one told from the perspective of the woman who was left in the underworld. It introduces a new character, her father. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg spoke to Paula Vogel for our series, Scenes I Wish I'd Written.
Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Paula Vogel loves how her former student Sarah Rule reimagines the Greek myth in her play Eurydice.
There is such an elegance of grief and mourning and such a celebration of memory and language in this play. Eurydice goes to Hades, to the underworld, and finds her father, and Orpheus comes for his bride, and she must choose between the love for her husband and the love for her father, and she chooses her father.
The father, thinking he'll never see Eurydice again, dips himself in the river of forgetfulness. In this scene from the Berkeley Repertory Theater production, Charles Shaw Robinson, as the father, is about to voluntarily lose his memory.
Take Tri-State South 294 to Route 88 West. Take Route 88 West to Route 80. You'll go over a bridge. Go 3 miles, and you'll come to the exit for Middle Road. Proceed 3 to 4 miles. Duck Creek Park will be on the right. Take a left on Fernwood Avenue.
Paula Vogel, so far, this sounds to me as if it's sort of traffic notations. Why is this good?
We know that he is about to eradicate his memory bank forever. And these are the specific directions to his childhood house on the Mississippi River that is about to be erased and eradicated. It is at this point during performance. Now, this is a strange thing. When you take things out of context, it's hard to know where everyone starts to weep because you know it's someone's childhood.
Cross the road. Watch for traffic. Cross the train tracks. Catfish are sleeping in the mud on your left. Roll up your jeans. Count to 10. Put your feet in the river. And swim.
We see in this play a father teaching the daughter to speak as all parents teach their children, and a father forgetting how to speak as all parents will at the end of their lives.
The thing that I hear is all of children's memories about the instructions from parents, all those things we as adults have now lost.
Exactly.
Through growing up, through death, through life.
That's right. The traffic directions may be the most eloquent gift of all.
Paula Vogel also picked a scene from her own work, her first big success. The Baltimore Waltz opened in 1992 and is Vogel's response to the AIDS plague, written in memory of her brother. In The Baltimore Waltz, Anna knows her brother Carl is dying and imagines a trip they make together.
In this scene, Carl has taken his sister Anna on the grand tour of Europe. And he, of course, is eager to pour culture into her head. They're in a restaurant.
Why are you weeping?
It's all so wonderful.
Oh, you're a goose.
I've wasted over 25 years on convenience food.
Is everything all right?
Oh, God, yes. Yes, it's wonderful.
My sister would like to see the dessert tray.
Just a dessert tray.
It's just a dessert tray. You don't have to order.
This is from an LA Theater Works production. The actors are Jenny Bacon as Anna, Jerry Zaslow as her brother Carl, and Christopher Donahue is the waiter. And Paula Vogel, it's a play about such tragedy, but you always mix it with such big laughs.
Well, I mean, I've discovered something that I think we all discover when we lose somebody we love so much, which is, in a very strange way, there was a purity of the grief that was very akin to the purity of joy. I spent the last 13 months of my brother's life taking care of him. And the laughter and the jokes and the memories and the stories, I needed to commemorate that as much as the loss.
Paula Vogel. Her play, The Baltimore Waltz, is in revival now in New York. She won the Pulitzer Prize for her 1998 play, How I Learned to Drive. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.